What You Missed That Day You Were Absent from Fourth Grade by Brad Aaron Modlin. From Everyone at This Party Has Two Names, published in 2016. Sent to my inbox by Vive Griffith's incredible This Week in the Poetry Box newsletter. Mrs. Nelson explained how to stand still and listen to the wind, how to find meaning in pumping gas, how peeling potatoes can be a form of prayer. She took questions on how not to feel lost in the dark. After lunch, she distributed worksheets that covered ways to remember your grandfather's voice. Then the class discussed falling asleep without feeling you had forgotten to do something else, something important, and how to believe the house you wake in is your home. This prompted Mrs. Nelson to draw a chalkboard diagram detailing how to chant the Psalms during cigarette breaks and how not to squirm for sound when your own thoughts are all you hear. Also, that you have enough. The English lesson was that I am is a complete sentence. And just before the afternoon bell, she made the math equation look easy. The one that proves that hundreds of questions and feeling cold and all those nights spent looking for whatever it was you lost and one person add up to something. How many of your teachers did you think about during that poem? The first teacher I thought of was my grade 8 teacher, Mr. Ferguson, and through his dry, sardonic, very dark humor, always managed to reach the students that maybe couldn't have been reached by another teacher. He was also the first person to recognize that I was suffering from a depressive episode during the last several months of grade 8. And I'm incredibly grateful for his observation and ability to support a 13-year-old girl who had just gone through a major spinal surgery and was getting ready to go to art school to do ballet, and all of the stressors that I had been facing. He was there to support me through all of that. And I'm incredibly grateful for him. The second teacher I thought of as I finished reading this poem to you just now was my high school biology teacher, Miss Blay, who, whenever she bestowed a fun fact upon us, would cry out with absolute glee, "Isn't that amazing?" And everything to her was amazing, which made learning amazing. At least to me. She had several fans throughout my grade and probably throughout the entire school. I hope both of those educators are doing well. And if I was really clever, I would have saved this for next Tuesday when children in the GTA go back to school, but this poem just delighted me so much when it landed in my inbox over the last week that I wanted to share it with you now. Teachers come in all different kinds, and when you find a really good teacher in your life, let them know how much they mean to you. They need to know that they're making a difference. Shout out to teachers of all kinds, not just in our education system, but wherever you might find teachers in your life. Happy Monday from me, my allergies, and my asthma. They want you to put on your SPF and to drink your water and to be kind to yourselves and to be kind to each other. Hope you all had a great weekend. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another Monday and for another week. I love you all so very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.